Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with a delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. It's just before breakfast time in the little white house with the green shutters when suddenly Peggy shatters the morning silence of the house into a thousand pieces.
Mother! Mother! Mother!
Cannonball.
Oh, Mother, it's Daddy. He's upstairs.
Well, what's wrong with that? His bedroom's upstairs.
I know, but the way he's acting is so strange.
What do you mean, Peggy?
Mother, I think he's having a nervous breakdown or something.
What?
When I went past his room, he was looking in his mirror and making faces and talking to himself, saying the strangest things.
Such a thought, Peggy.
Well, first he'd say, beaver is as beaver does. Then he'd bare his lips and say, talk like a beaver, look like a beaver, work like a beaver. And then he'd gnash his teeth and growl and bark.
That's nothing.
Nothing? Mother, how can you stand there while...
Calm down, Peggy.
While Father is upstairs barking.
Your father's not barking, Peggy. He's just practicing the ritual of his lodge, the Civic Center Beavers.
The ritual? Oh, Mother, how silly can a man get?
Silly? Oh, don't let your father hear you say that. The Beavers are the most important thing in his life right now. He's chairman of the Beavers Public Welfare Committee.
Since when?
Since last night.
Huh?
He's so puffed up about it that I'm afraid he's going to burst all the buttons on his shirt front.
Here he comes now, Mother.
Good morning. Good morning, Mortimer.
Hey, say, Agatha, a couple of buttons just popped off my shirt front. Could you sew them on for me?
Of course I will, Mortimer.
Congratulations, Daddy, about your promotion in the Beavers.
Well, thank you, Peggy.
Oh, Mortimer, I think it's wonderful.
Oh, it's the Beavers that are wonderful.
Oh, that's what Harold says. He can't wait until he's old enough to join.
Huh? Harold Harbinger?
Uh-huh. His father's the most salted beaver, you know.
Look, George Harbinger is the most exalted beaver, Peggy, not the most salted.
Oh.
Yes. And as of last night, I am almost as exalted as he is.
Mortimer.
Huh?
I don't like to ask so exalted a person to answer the doorbell. But my hands are full. Would you mind?
No, not at all. Yes.
And hurry, dear. Don't let your breakfast get cold.
Mm-hmm. Beaver ears is beaver, Dad. Hey, that's pretty good.
Good morning, Meek.
Yeah, oh, good morning, Mr. Barker.
Well, what's the matter with you, Meek? You cold?
No, why?
Your teeth seem to be chattering.
Oh, I was just being a beaver.
I know what you mean, Meek. You're the new chairman of the Beaver's Public Welfare Committee, and I want to congratulate you.
Oh, thank you, Barker. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Yes, sir, the Beaver is a great organization, Meek.
Yeah, it certainly is, Mr. Barker.
Certainly does a lot of good for Civic Center.
It certainly does, Mr. Barker.
It's a pity I'm not a member of that great organization, Meek.
Yes, it is, Mr. Barker. It's a pity. The Beavers do a lot of good.
And I could do the Beavers a lot of good. Don't forget that.
No, sir, I won't.
But some of the members have already forgotten it, Meek. Three times I've applied for membership in the Beavers.
I know.
And three times I've been blackballed.
I know.
Blackballed by stupid, narrow-minded men like George Harbinger. Jealous of me, that's what they are.
Well, yes, sir, that must be it.
Well, thank heaven you've become such a big man in the last week. Now I can count on getting a square deal.
Mr. Barker, you don't mean...
I certainly do. I'm going to make another application for membership.
Oh, how awful. It's nice, I mean.
And I'm banking on you to see that I'm not blackballed this time.
Well, but Mr. Barker, I can't guarantee that. I'm not that big a beaver.
Then you'd better hurry and grow up, Meek. A man like George Harbinger... Concerned on my application, I can't do anything about it. But with you, it's different. You know what I mean, don't you, Meek?
You mean that if I don't persuade the Beavers to take you in, you'll
fire you? Listen, Meek, you know I wouldn't try to blackmail you into getting me into the Beavers, don't you?
Well, I...
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
Now, when is the next lodge meeting at which my application can be acted on?
Next Friday.
In that case, I'll postpone my decision until next Saturday.
Your decision? About what?
About a new office rule I've been considering.
Office rule?
An office rule which simply states that no past, present, or future member of the Civic Center Beavers can be employed by Walter J. Barker and Company.
Oh.
You, get what I mean, me?
I mean,
well, I'll see you at the office. Signed, fraternally yours, Walter J. Barker. Goodbye, brother Meek.
Bye, brother Rat.
Yes, You know, if there's one time of the year when my American blood almost bursts with pride, it's this time right around Thanksgiving. You notice that, too? You start feeling proud of the pilgrims who had the courage to give this great nation its roots. Proud of the great men and women who carried on and strengthened the American way of life. And most of all, proud and grateful for the many blessings America enjoys today. You know, by golly, when I start thinking of the impressive mountains and prairies and rich farmlands that go to make up America, well, I just can't overlook All Sweet Margarine, a truly American product from the word go. You see, the wonderful fresh ingredients that go into every pound of smooth and savory All Sweet are testimonials of the richest of America's finest farmlands. Then, too, Swift and Company, the folks who've supplied American homes with quality foods for many and many a year, fortify every glorious pound of All Sweet with at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A. So, for an all-American table spread that all America prefers over all other margarines for flavor, always get delicious, nutritious, economical, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
But Mortimer, why won't the Beavers let Mr. Barker join the lodge?
Agatha, when I bring Mr. Barker up for membership for the fourth time, he'll be the second most unpopular man in Civic Center.
Second?
I'll be the first.
Well, Mortimer, I'm sorry to say this, but you brought it all on yourself.
I did.
If you hadn't kept telling Mr. Barker what a wonderful organization the Beavers is, he wouldn't have wanted to join in the first place.
Now, look, Agatha, if that's true, you might as well say. I've got an idea.
What?
Look, I sold Mr. Barker on the Beavers, didn't I?
Mortimer, that's just what I got through telling you.
Well, all right. Then why don't I just unsell him?
Oh, I don't understand.
Well, if I could convince him that the Beavers isn't the kind of organization he should belong to, I wouldn't have to propose his name for membership. And all of my troubles would be over.
But how can you convince him of a thing like that?
Just leave that to me. When I get through talking to Mr. Barker, Agatha, he will think the Beavers are a bunch of skunks. And let me tell you another thing, Mr. Barker. All the Beavers care about is playing cards.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Meek. I like a good game of pinochle myself.
Well, of course you do, but you wouldn't want to play with marked cards, would you?
Marked cards?
Yes. Every deck of cards in the Beavers' lodge room is marked so that only certain members can win.
Really?
Yeah, and here's something else. Did you know that in last year's bowling tournament, the Beavers put finger traps in their opponent's bowling balls?
Hey, what?
Certainly. In the semifinals, one of the smaller members of the opposition got carried all the way down the bowling alley, struck his head on a 10-pin.
Why, that's the most terrible thing I ever heard of.
Yes.
Those fellows ought to be in jail.
Well, sure, but what can you do? What? Even the chief of police belongs to their outfit.
Great heavens.
Yes, well, but...
But, Meek.
Yes, Mr. Barker?
What are you doing in an organization like that?
What am I doing? I'm just trying to get the goods on them so I can put a stop to it.
By George, Meek, I'll help you in every way I can.
Uh-huh.
I'm indebted to you for this information.
Yes, sir, do you still want me to propose your name for membership?
I certainly do not.
No.
A man in my position can't afford to get tangled up with an organization like that. After all, I have my reputation to worry about.
That's right, Mr. Barker. And with a reputation like yours, you've got plenty to worry about. Believe me.
How about another soda, Peggy?
No, thanks, Harold.
Well, then, tell me about your great idea. Shoot.
Well, just yesterday when I was... look who's coming.
Nuts. Beanie Barker.
He's as big a drip as that Uncle Walter of his.
Good evening, Margaret. Hello, Harbinger.
Hello, Beanie.
May I sit down?
Sure, sit down if you want to, Beanie.
Thanks.
Go on, Peggy. You were saying...
Well, just yesterday when I was walking home from school, I went by way of Sycamore Street. And guess what I saw loaded on a truck behind one of the houses?
What?
Old playground equipment. The truck was full of it. Teeter-totters, swings, slides, monkey bars, everything.
Aren't you a bit old for that sort of thing, Mark?
Well, I was thinking about it for myself, but I thought it'd be a swell idea if the girls' club could buy it and put it up next to our clubhouse for the little kids to play on.
Hey, that's a terrific idea, Peg. But can you buy the equipment?
Well, yes and no. The man is willing to sell it as junk for $100, but the girls' club doesn't have quite that much in its treasury.
How much do you have?
$2.57.
Peggy, I got an idea. I know how the girls' club can get that equipment.
How, Harold?
I'll talk to my dad. He's the most exalted beaver of the Civic Center Beavers. He'll get the beavers to buy the equipment and put it up beside your clubhouse.
Well, that'd be marvelous. Do you think they'll do it?
Oh, sure they will. Gee whiz, the beavers is the best organization in the world.
Ha! Beanie, what do you mean?
Ha! Just what I said. Ha! The Beavers is one of the crummiest lodges that ever existed.
It is not.
It is, too. My uncle told me.
Your uncle? Why, he isn't even a member.
Of course he isn't. Why, he wouldn't belong.
Then how does he know what the Beavers is like?
Someone told him. Someone who is a member.
That's a lie, Beanie. No Beaver would say a word against the Beavers.
This one did.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
Well, it's true, and I can even tell you the name of the Beaver who said it.
Yeah? Who?
It was Mortimer Meek. So there.
Mortimer Meek?
Father?
That's right.
Beaver Mortimer Meek said that?
Oh, I don't believe it. My father wouldn't say such a thing.
Well, go ask him. Ask him if that isn't what he told my Uncle Walter.
Why, you'll have to ask him, because I know he didn't say it. You don't believe Beanie, do you, Harold?
To think that a man would say such a thing about the Beaver.
Oh, Harold, you can't believe such a thing about my father. You don't, do you?
Well, I...
Oh, you do, you do. I can see you do. Oh, Harold Harbinger, I think you're the most hateful man in all the world. Why, you're... Oh, I never want to see you again as long as I live.
Well, Peggy Meek, if your father is the kind of man who will say things like that against the Beavers, I never want to see you again either.
Don't you worry. You won't get the chance. And that's what Beanie said you told his Uncle Walter.
Oh, my goodness.
I said Beanie was lying, but Harold believed it.
Oh, good heavens, this is terrible. If Beanie told Harold, Harold will tell his father. Oh, my gracious, I never thought Mr. Barker would repeat what I said.
Father, you don't mean he wasn't lying?
Oh, no, Peggy, you see.
Oh, Father.
Oh, but Peggy, I didn't mean it. No, I love the Beavers. I didn't mean a single thing I said. I simply
do. Oh, it doesn't make any difference whether you meant them or not. Harold will never speak to me again as long as he lives. He said he wouldn't.
Well, now, don't you worry, dear. I did what I did to save the Beavers from a fate that's worse than death. I'll go right over and explain the whole thing to George Harbinger. George will understand. George will understand. You do understand, don't you, George? That's why I said the things I did about the Beaver.
I see.
Can you do understand?
But Mortimer, whether you meant what you said or otherwise, it's not the point.
What is the point, George?
The point is Article 3, Section 9, Paragraph C of the Beaver's Bylaw.
9, Paragraph C? Well, I'm not sure I remember that one.
Then let me refresh your memory, my boy.
Yes, George.
Article 3, Section 9, Paragraph C specifically states that no beaver shall say anything detrimental to the benevolent order of beavers under any circumstances. No exceptions.
No exceptions. No exceptions?
No exceptions.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mortimer, but Article 3, Section 9, Paragraph C leaves me no alternative but to ask for your expulsion from the Beavers.
My expulsion? Oh, no, George, you can't expel me. You can't. You know how much the Beavers mean to me.
Sorry, Mortimer.
Well, but there must be something I can do to keep from being expelled.
Well, wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
Yes, wait a minute.
Perhaps there is one thing.
Well, what is it?
If you could show that you're really on the ball as chairman of the Public Welfare Committee, I might be able to persuade the membership to forget the whole thing.
Oh, well, then I'll get on the ball, George, if that'll get me off the spot. But what can I do?
Listen. My son Harold mentioned that your daughter knows about some used playground equipment.
Mm-hmm.
For sale for $100.
Say, how?
If you could get that equipment to the lodge so we could donate it to the girls' club, the Beavers might forgive you.
Really? You really think so?
They might. At least it's to show how eager you are to make amends.
Oh, I'm eager, all right. In fact, in the whole world, George, you won't find a more eager Beaver. Now, let me get this straight, Peggy. You saw the playground equipment loaded on a truck standing behind 810 Sycamore Street.
Uh-huh, Daddy. And from what I could find out, a man named Robert owns it.
Robert?
That's right, Daddy.
Yeah, well, I'll go over and see him right now.
Oh, Daddy, this is Marla. You'll get the equipment for the Beavers. The Beavers will give it to the girls' club. You'll be a Beaver in good standing again. And Harold and I could make up. Oh, isn't everything dandy?
Yes, dandy. There's only one fly in the ointment, isn't there?
Oh, telephone, Daddy.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello?
Guess who this is?
Flying the ointment.
What?
Hello, Mr. Barker.
I just called to thank you for your excellent work on the steering committee.
Well, I'm not on any steering committee, Mr. Barker.
Oh, yes, you are, Meek. You apparently steered your daughter Peggy onto a business deal. She steered my nephew Beanie onto it, and Beanie steered me onto it. And if that isn't steering, I don't know what is.
A business deal, you say, Mr. Barkley?
Yes, Beak. I just bought a truckload of used playground equipment from a man named Roberts over on Sycamore Street.
Playground equipment? Roberts? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And here's the payoff, Beak. It cost me only $100.
But, Mr. Barker, the beaver.
What are you whining about, man?
Will you hold the phone a minute, Mr. Barker? Peggy, what am I going to do?
Well, hold your hand over the mouthpiece, Daddy. That's it.
Yes. Look, Mr. Barker's got that playground equipment. And if I don't get it away from him, my future as a beaver will be cut off.
Well, tell Mr. Barker how worthy the beaver's cause is.
Well, if I do that, my future as a wage earner will be cut off.
But, Daddy, if you don't do something, my future with hell will be cut off.
No, I'll do something. Hello, Mr. Barker. Mr. Barker? Mr. Barker?
Yes,
Peggy, we've been cut off.
Now, if ever you homemakers were in need of 6 pairs of hands and 12 feet, it's this coming week when many of you will be getting ready for that wonderful Thanksgiving feast. And if ever there was a mother's little helper that's a shortcut to success, it's all sweet margarine. For instance, just try roasting your turkey wrapped in cheesecloth that's been thoroughly saturated with melted allsweet. You'll eliminate the time-consuming job of basting. And that gobbler will come out a tempting golden brown with rich gravy to cheer any heart. And dress that wonderful bird with your favorite stuffing made better with savory allsweet. Then, just as the lavish feast is about to be served, melt plenty of golden allsweet over your turnips and yams and in your Parker House or cloverleaf rolls. And get set for lots of blush-provoking compliments. And listen, at this time of the year when there's an extra strain on your budget, what could be more of a boon than economical all-sweet? Yes, ma'am, for a grand and glorious Thanksgiving dinner, for an economical work-saver, get in plenty of all-sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Mortimer, didn't you explain to George Harbinger that you can't get the playground equipment that Mr. Barker has?
Oh, of course, I explained it to him, but he said he didn't care who had it. He said the only way for me to keep the lodge from thinking I was a snake in beaver's clothing was to get that equipment.
Oh, Father, what are you going to do?
Gracious, I don't know what to do. George Harbinger said the beavers must get that equipment regardless. Why, they would even go as far as to admit Mr. Barker into the lodge if they could get it.
But after the things you said about the lodge, Mortimer, would Mr. Barker want to join?
Yeah, Mr. Barker would join an Alaskan dog team if they let him in. And I don't think they would.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, Father. But I'm going to get that playground equipment for the girls' club.
How, dear?
I don't know, Mother. First, I'm going out and take a long walk. I'll think of something, I hope.
Yeah, well, I wish I could think of... Wait a minute. I did.
Did what, dear?
Agatha, I think I know how I can resell Mr. Barker on wanting to join the Beavers.
How, Mortimer?
I'll flatter him. I'll tell him that the Beavers wouldn't be such a terrible organization if it had a man like him, a man with his forceful personality, his ability, his prestige.
You'll say all that?
Well, sure, if the words don't get stuck in my throat. I'll appeal to the spirit of the pioneer in him. I'll tell him he's got to answer the call.
Oh, that reminds me, dear. You had a call from Sheriff Butler of Middleburg while you were out.
Sheriff Butler? What did he want?
Well, he didn't say, dear. Mortimer, you're not in any trouble, are you?
If I'm not, it's the first time in my life I haven't been.
Do you know him?
Do I know him? Sheriff Butler is only the most exalted grand beaver of the state, the most important man in the lodge. He's probably coming to town to expel me personally.
Well, don't worry about it. Just go over to see Mr. Barker at once and tell him what you told me. Go ahead now, dear, and good luck.
All right, Agatha. I'll go. And when I get through with Mr. Barker, I'll have him eating out of my hand.
That's the spirit. Mortimer.
Hmm?
When you're through.
Yes, dear?
Be sure to count your fingers.
Mother.
Oh, I didn't know you were back from your walk, dear.
Yeah, I just came in. Just a minute.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Beanie. I was hoping it was you.
I got over here as fast as I could after you called me. What do you want to see me about?
Beanie, I've just taken a long, soul-searching walk, during which time I came to an important decision in Green's drugstore. That's why I called you.
Decision about what?
About our relationship. Beanie, you've always wanted a date with me, and I've decided you can have one.
What's the catch?
But there's no catch. I have a very simple proposition to make to you. Now, your Uncle Walter bought that playground equipment from the man on Sycamore Street, didn't he?
What about it?
Well, the girls' club wants that equipment. So if you'll get your Uncle Walter to donate it to us, I'll let you take me to the Friday night school dances for 4 weeks in a row.
Make it 8 weeks in a row, and I'll do it.
No, that's too much. How about 5?
Not enough. Make it 7.
I'll come up a little if you'll come down a little. 6?
Okay, so for 6.
Now remember, I have your promise that you'll ask your Uncle Walter to donate that equipment to the girls' club.
I'll ask him first thing after school tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Beanie. I do appreciate it. Well, excuse me while I answer the door.
Hello, Peggy.
Harold. And what are you doing here? I thought you never wanted to see me again.
I changed my mind, Peggy.
Well, I haven't changed my mind about not wanting to see you.
Good evening, Harbinger.
Beanie. What's he doing here, Peggy?
That is none of your business, Harold Harbinger. Now, will you please go?
Oh, but Peggy, I came over to apologize for saying your father was a disloyal beaver. Well, I just found out that he said those things about the beaver just to keep Mr. Barker from wanting to join.
He what? Pay no attention to Harold, Beanie.
But look, Peggy, won't you accept my apology?
I am not interested in your apologies or anything else you have to say, Harold Harbinger. So good night.
Margaret, is what he said true?
Now, Beanie, what difference does it make? Forget it.
Forget it. How can I forget a thing like that?
But, Beanie, you want to take me to the dances, don't you?
Well, yes.
Well, we all have to make sacrifices for what we want. Look at me. I'm giving you 6 of the best Friday nights of my life.
By George Meek, you convinced me. Why, there isn't anything wrong with the beavers that I couldn't cure.
Yeah, well, then you let me put your name up for membership, Mr. Barker?
Yes, Meek, you may inform the beavers that I'm willing to provide their organization with the leadership in me.
Oh, fine. And just one more thing, Mr. Barker. Now, it would be nice if I could announce that you're going to sell the beavers that playground equipment you bought for exactly what you paid for it.
Well, now, Meek, I'm not sure I could go that far.
Oh, but it would be a great gesture, Mr. Barker. And then the beavers would know that you were a man to look up to.
You have a point, Meek. All right. You can tell the beavers that they may buy the playground equipment for $100.
Oh, Mr. Barker, you are the soul of generosity.
It's my nature, Meek. I can't help it. Anyway, I can make up the loss of profits elsewhere.
That's right, Mr. Barker.
We'll just cut the employee's lunch hour down to 15 minutes.
Well, won't they object, Mr. Barker?
Why should they, Meek? Don't I let them off an hour early on Christmas Day?
Mr. Barker, under that rough exterior beats a heart of concrete.
Hello, Uncle Walter.
Hello, Beanie. What do you want?
A favor.
How much will it cost?
$100.
Goodbye, Beanie.
It's for a worthy cause, Uncle Walter.
No cause is that worthy.
Please, Uncle. I want you to donate that playground equipment to the girls' club so they can fix up a playground for the children in Civic Center.
Beanie, my boy, that's all been taken care of. And without costing me a red cent.
What?
Just ask Mortimer Meek. He's in the next office. I'm selling that equipment to the beavers for what I paid for it. Then they're going to donate it to the girls' club.
No, you can't do it that way.
Goodbye, Beanie.
Uncle Walter, if the girls' club gets the playground equipment through the beavers, Margaret won't have to go to the Friday night dances with me.
Goodbye, Beanie.
All right, then. What do I care if Mortimer, Meek, and the beavers make a fool out of you?
What? No one can make a fool out of me. That's impossible.
Listen, Uncle. Mortimer Meek told you the Beavers was a terrible organization just to keep you from wanting to join.
What?
And now the only reason the Beavers want you in is because you have that playground equipment.
Beanie, are you sure about this?
Positive. If you didn't own that equipment, they wouldn't have anything to do with you.
So that's it, eh? Well, I'll see about this right now. Meek!
Yes, Mr. Barker?
You double-dealing, desiccated prude.
What can I do for you, Mr. Barker?
Finger trapped in the bowling balls, eh?
You tell him, Uncle Walter.
Now, Mr. Barker, there's been a little misunderstanding.
Listen to me, you two-faced double-crossing amoeba. I ought to crash you within an inch of your life. An inch of your life.
Can I get your room, Uncle Walter?
And to think I believe every word you said. What a fool I was.
Mr. Barker, if you'd let me explain.
I wouldn't join the Civic Center people's dollars if they stood on their heads and asked me on their bended knees. Now, what more? I'm going to do what I originally intended to do with that playground equipment. Sell it for junk. Now, get out and stay out, Meek, before I...
I'm looking for Mortimer Meek.
Oh, I'm Mr. Meek.
Are you Beaver Meek, chairman of the Public Welfare Committee of the Civic Center Beavers?
Well, I'm what you might call the temporary chairman. Extremely temporary.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Beaver Meek. I'm Beaver Butler.
Beaver Butler, Beaver Butler. Mm-hmm. Beaver Butler, the most exalted grand beaver of the state.
That's right. Only I'm here more in my capacity as sheriff of Middleburg. And I need your help, Beaver Meek.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, chairman of the Public Welfare Committee of the Civic Center Beavers, I want you to mobilize your lodge brothers to help the police hunt for some stolen goods.
Stolen goods?
Some playground equipment.
Huh?
Yes, it was stolen from a school that's being torn down over in Middleburg, and we have reason to believe it was brought over here to Civic Center in a truck.
Oh, no. No!
Matter with you, mister?
What he means, Sheriff, is that the Beavers don't have to look for that stolen playground equipment.
No, why not?
Because he has it.
He has it?
But I didn't steal it. I bought it. I didn't know it was stolen property. Did you, Beanie?
No, Uncle Walter.
Well, whether you knew it or not, it looks like it's going to cost you $300. That's what the equipment's worth.
I'll pay it, Sheriff. I'll be glad to pay it. Just so there's no publicity about this.
What's you afraid of publicity for?
Sheriff, I'm an important businessman in this town. If people find out I bought a truckload of stolen goods, I'll be the laughing stock of Civic Center. I'll be ruined.
Well, I don't know how I can keep this out of the paper.
Hey, Beaver Butler.
Yes, Beaver Meat.
I said Beaver to Beaver, couldn't this be hushed up if the playground equipment was used for a good cause?
What sort of good cause?
Well, you see, Mr. Barker really bought that equipment to give to the Beavers. Didn't you, Mr. Barker?
Why, yes, that's the only reason I bought it.
Why, Uncle Walter?
You keep quiet, Beanie.
Well, why did you say so in the first place? That puts quite a different complexion on things.
It certainly does, Sheriff. And Meek, put that stuff back in your desk and get back to work.
Yes, Mr. Barker, right away, sir.
Say, by the way, Mr. Barker, you a beaver?
A beaver? No, I'm not.
You're not? Beaver me. What's the meaning of this? Why haven't you brought a generous, civic-minded man like Mr. Barker into the lodge?
Well, I'll tell you, Beaver Butler, that's a long story. A mighty long story. Isn't it, Mr. Barker?
Now, of course, we Americans don't need anything more for which to be thankful this Thanksgiving. But just in case you'd like to make that old horn of plenty really overflow, you might add this to your list. If you live in one of the many states whose laws permit the sale of colored margarine, you can now buy yellow all-sweet in solid or quarter pound. That's right. And no matter whether you buy regular white all-sweet or the kind that's already colored, you can count on all-sweet doubling the food value of a slice of bread. What's more, every pound will contain at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. So for a nutritious and delicious table spread and an economical cooking aid, get all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Peggy, dear, what's the matter with you? Well, you look like you've suffered a great tragedy.
I have, Daddy. Harold and I have made up, and he wants me to go to the school dance with him next Friday night, but I can't.
Well, why not?
Because I'm an honorable woman, Daddy. And even though Beanie Barker didn't get the playground equipment for the girls' club, even though we did get it through the Beavers, I feel morally obligated to go to the dance with Beanie.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that, dear. Beanie isn't going to be going anywhere at night for 6 weeks.
He isn't? Why?
Well, his Uncle Walter is punishing him by making him work overtime. Mr. Barker says he'll teach Beanie not to steer him onto any more slick business deals.
Meet the Meek. A Les Weinrot production stars Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.